You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about You're Only As Old As You Sue You Are, a speed demon spawn causing havoc, and nuptials that involve two planes of existence and one bride.
All that and more on episode 138 of the Roman Podcast.
Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
I am doing just tickety-boo, if that's a thing anymore. Do kids still say the tickety-boo?
No, I believe it's sexual assault now.
Oh, right. Oh, you know what? I might as well just jump into my first thing I want to talk about this week.
This can't be good.
Well, okay, I'll ask you how your week goes in a second here, but sexual assault, right? It's kind of a thing. There's a Me Too movement going on and time's up and everything, and we're 100% behind it. But my wife
careful,
and I were...
Careful.
No, we're not behind people doing it. We're behind the women. Believe women is what we're saying. So my wife and I were, whenever we do stuff around the house, you know, sometimes you throw the television on and you might throw it onto a music station or whatnot, right?
Right.
So we've gotten into watching MTV Rewind, or Much Music Rewind as it is in Canada. So basically it plays old videos from the 80s and 90s. So we're watching this and all of a sudden, Funky Cold Medina comes on. Tone Loke, a huge hit when you and I were in high school.
Yep.
And I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, well, this song is completely unacceptable. Like, the comparison, I'll explain my thoughts in a second. But remember when we used to watch Bugs Bunny and the Coyote? And there was, or even Peter Pan Disney movie, there was a lot of racism in there that nowadays is like, whoa, you can't, that's ignorant. Well, Funky Cold Medina. I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, right away, he's drugging women, doing the Bill Cosby with the Funky Cold Medina by putting it in their glass. So that's horrible. He would have PETA up his ass because he gave it to his dog. And he's discriminating against transgender because he doesn't get down with any Oscar Mayer wiener, as he says in the song. Now he's up to it. He's, of course, it's his choice. Everybody's allowed to choose who they want to be with, but he made a pretty big ordeal about his opposition to the transgender community.
Yeah, so, that was what, the 80s?
Yeah, late 80s, yeah.
Yeah, and let's say transgender, but remember there's a few communities where they're still trying to kind of say educate them on these things, and it's not accepted by a few cultures still to this day.
Of course.
So back in the 80s, it was just like, fuck no.
Well, that's just it. There wasn't, we called it, you know, whatever. But anyway, so here he is. It just played. I'm like, oh, hey, I remember this song. I'm like, oh, this is fucking drugging.
Yeah, you know what, though? You know, it was back then, we just took it as a joke.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm 100% behind you. We are quite positive he wasn't putting what we used to call Spanish fly in chick's drinks or in his dog bowl.
Well, back then it was, well, we were like GHB and whatnot, but the
I don't know.
It was just to get him horny, right?
It
wasn't real, by the way.
No. And again, we unfortunately, both of us don't have any experience with rape drugs, but I've been roofied a few times, but you know, but either way,
I roofied myself, took advantage of myself.
Yeah, I know. You're probably roofing yourself tonight. Either way, the point of my story is, it's just like, this is one of those things that, like, it was a different time.
Well, look, I was watching Bill Burr today, and he was doing an interview, and he was just like, he said, you can't, the comedy that he was doing 20 years ago, he can't do now because the younger generation, he goes, they all get offended.
Yes.
He goes like, I'm a 49-year-old comedian and look at these 20-year-olds. And like, he goes, you should be shocking me.
Yes.
Right. With the stuff you say instead, everything I say is, you know, it is so controversial. It's just kind of like, it's not that controversial. It's just somebody told you that you need to be offended by all kinds of stuff that you could just go, ah, he's an idiot. Ah, he's an asshole. Instead, it's like, oh, let's go destroy his life. It's like,
well, yeah, of course. Yeah. And again, that's you can see that, especially from our perspective. But again, the whole point of my bringing this up was just because we're right in the middle of these movements. And you mean it's one of those things like, oh, this is it was hitting the ear wrong. It felt sharp. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm on the Roman Podcast every week for, this is 138 episodes now. And when I look at the TV, I go, oh, dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean? There's something wrong.
And you know what, though? Back then, even though you may have known the words, the intent was kind of like, it was like kind of invisible. Like, even though he'd be like, instead he could be singing, oh, I took this woman back home, I put her drug in a drink, and then I brought her to my bed, and then we had some fun. We'd just be singing, oh, you know, like half the time you weren't even listening to the lyrics. The song was funky. You had fun with it.
Of course, yes.
You know, you had people at the time going, like, did you hear what he said? It's like, yeah, he's having a good time.
And, he's like, raping.
you really weren't really thinking about like
No. But and again, it's
actual, like, true concept because it was a song, and the song is make believe.
Of course,
and it wasn't like, ooh, I'm calling out everybody else who does this so that we could all get together. It's not what it was about.
No. I understand. It's like when you sing It's Raining Men, you love it. You get into it, and it's not my business.
I just find it weird that every time I start singing it, all of a sudden, like, you know, a bubble bath shows up, and then like there's a shower that shows up, and all these dudes show up. Really weird.
All right. So how was your week?
Yeah, I just, like I said, I worked the weekend, but yeah, it's pretty good. I ran around with some of my parents, you know, and some of my brothers. I drove all over the province there. And it's a heck of a drive. It's like one is 1 hour one way, the other is an hour and a half south, and the others are an hour east, and one's west. So it's like, you know, yeah, I'm all over the place, man.
Maybe they should just get together at your house, because it sounds like you're the...
I got no room here, man.
You're like Copernicus. You're like the center.
I got a dungeon. I got all these kids tied up. Nobody can.
And all that, all the funky comedia too.
Like, oh, so much funky comedia.
Funky, and it's funky. It's super fun. It's actually kind of fun. Even then,
like it's like, so funky comedia is a drug.
Yeah, you put it in their drink. See, literally drugging.
I've known this song since I was a kid. I didn't even know
that's what that was. Point.
And back then, you didn't overthink everything.
Exactly. And again, back to the song, that was my point. It hit the ear like real hard. I'm like, what the titty fucking Christ is this? So yeah, there we are. Also, we are embroiled in a one-on-one fantasy matchup this week.
We are.
And
you had sent me a text going, well, I might as well stop checking my stats. And I said, the game, this whole thing is not over till the very last match.
We should explain. I turned on Sunday football games usually start. There was a football game Thursday night, and both your players lit it up. And then games start on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. So I checked the stats at like 1:20, and like you were already skyrocketed. Every single one of your players on your team scored. You were just trouncing me. I'm like, well, what the hell? Well, I'm like, and then jokingly, I text you saying, well, I guess I don't have to worry about checking the stats today. Like, you just pounced on me and just like, you haven't let me up yet. But the tide's turned, and we've had a pretty good match. So now I got a few guys tonight. You're done, and I need like 19.
15 points, and you still have Odell Beckham Jr. And
I do. And again, but I got some guys that can do great or do nothing. So it's not over. But anyway, and the whole, this is for if you win, you're going to be two games up in the division, and we're getting close to the end of the year. We play again one more time, but like, it's going to be real hard for me to make up that ground. This is opportunity for me. So if I win, we'll be tied, but I'll have you by a point. So it'll be a battle right to the end. Either way, are you good luck to you tonight, sir.
If you win, we're not tied. You're not that close, are we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm right up
here. Oh, yeah, you're 6-3. You're right. Yeah, yeah. And then you'll be ahead because you get more points.
I do.
Then we have the other guy. If he wins, he's ahead of both of us.
Yeah, but either way.
Well, no, actually.
No, not in our division. We'll run away with it.
Yeah.
So either way, very exciting stuff. So we'll tell everybody the exciting conclusion if we remember next week.
Nobody cares.
Other than that, Apple. Yeah. Do you use Apple products? Or you have any?
I don't. My dad does.
Your dad. Okay. Well, on the Apple phone now, one of the updates that happened a few weeks ago was now you can measure stuff. And it's been about 3 weeks. I'm just wondering, because you can like point your camera at something, click, and basically you pull it. It almost draws like a chalk line, and you point to the other end and you click it so you can measure like anything in front of you.
Right.
So it's one, and it gives you the exact measurements. Well, I'm sure you can switch it to Imperial if you wanted, but we have metric up here. I'm just wondering how many cocks this app has measured in the last 3 weeks or months since it's been released. Because not that I did mine, but.
Yeah. Dear Apple, your measuring is off.
Yes.
And the reply from Apple, Dear Stumpy.
Dear Stumpy. No, this application. Yeah, because it's one of those.
A huge call.
No. What? So, because obviously you're sitting with it and you got it in your hand and. The phone. Yes.
I was going to say yes.
You know, you got the app there. You're like, oh, whatever. You might want to fluff it up a bit, but what the fuck, right? No? Not something that would cross anybody's mind? Really? You're all a bunch of fucking liars. Fuck off. Turn the shit off.
Half of you part of the, what is it? The would enjoy a rub and tug, and the other half of you are part of the rub club. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the other half.
Yeah,
to me it's 50-50, but
yeah, I think you're misjudging our demographic a little bit. So yeah, anyway, that just popped in my head. It was like, oh wow, this is just disaster written all over the fucking place. That's a screenshot I do not need to see. So
it's sir, why do you think that the measurements are off? Well, clearly, like every time I measure, it's off. Well, can you send us a screen capture of what you're trying to measure? You never ask.
Well, see, the problem is here, sir. You're measuring from your asshole.
You got to measure from under the balls.
Under the ball. And even still, really, like, don't you want to measure from what people, you know, maybe not from your pubis, if you have that. If you are so, but, you know, some guys measure from different areas.
Yeah. And some of them measure from 3 feet behind them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh wow, okay, so let's hop off that and real quick while everybody's still listening, because I know people jump off when we do housekeeping, but that's okay. That's why we put it into the show, because you know, whatever. Our holiday cards, Roman, you got to get over here in next week or so, or next couple weeks before the end of the month.
I was there last week. You didn't say anything.
No, well, I didn't answer the door. I just wasn't in the mood. But yeah, we got to get some signatures on these cards. And also, too, remember, folks, we are only putting out 50 this year. So we're going to have a limited number. We already have a whole bunch spoken for, obviously, to our podcast friends and a few family members. So yeah, just because it gets a little crazy, you know, this way makes it special. Makes it so special. So anyway, if you want one of those.
Contact us now if you want a screen capture of Rob's.
My measurements. I hope you have an iPhone Plus. So anyway, yeah, if you want the holiday card, let us know. We'll get one out to you. So you can either message us or DM us on Twitters or whatever. Well, you can find us. We'll give all that information at the end of the show. So. Headlines. Do you got any?
Yeah, I got a couple. So, you know, you remember Rachel Dolezal?
No.
There was that lady who was white but identified as black.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a 69-year-old Dutch man who's suing the government to legally change his age from 69 to 49.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, and I guess because like it's hard to get a Tinder date when you're 69 years old.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah, Okay, well, this is something completely different. I know the automatic comparisons are to the transgender community. Don't, because that's something completely different. That's being like Roman and I, we are both straight male, well, most of the time. So that'd be like us being born in female bodies with the way we are now. So you can't, if you're not transgender, don't even fucking try to comprehend it, and don't make excuses about it, because that is something completely different, and we are 100% behind that. But age, well, you're hell fucking no. Born on a certain date. You can't, then can we go ahead and say, oh, let's be 65 and get our pension? Like, just fucking shut the shit down.
It's like, dude, all you ever do is walk around in a bathrobe, like, actually literally talking to the dude.
The dude, yeah.
You know, like, hey, dude, so all you do is walk around in a bathrobe and slippers. Have you considered Social Security? Do you identify as 65 years old?
Yeah, no. Nope, sorry, dude. I applaud his efforts. And
if you want to change your sex to a female and identify as a woman, fine.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right. But you want to, just because you feel younger, then
what? Yeah, because I'm a contractor, and if we're doing that, my knees are going to tell me, fuck, dude, you're like 78 years old. You know what I mean?
Look at it this way. You can, when it comes to transitioning from men to female, you can add parts, you can take parts away, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, and
those parts, you cannot make them younger.
No. And also too, my point is exactly my point. You get so many people out there. No, that's not, you can't, you're either this, you're that. No, you don't fucking get it. So, you mean, it's just ridiculous. But anyway. So, like you said, you can change a lot of things about yourself. You can change your sex. You can change your name. You can change a whole lot of stuff, but you cannot change when you were born.
Yeah, it's like a tree. No matter how much it wants, it can't reduce the amount of rings on it. You can make yourself look younger.
Of course, yeah. You
won't lie, but legally, it's just like, sorry, dude. It's like, I feel like I'm 49. Well, good. Can you go to work for me? Because I want a day off.
Yeah. So what are the advantages to being legally younger?
Oh, fucking younger women. That's literally all this is.
No. He can tell.
No, he literally, when he goes on like Tinder and shit like that, he can't, in a lot of other places, when he starts dating people or whatnot, it already says his age. Like when I go on, when I'm on IMDb, where you can see all my movies and all that, they got sued because they were forcing people to publish their age. And if they found out, they wouldn't delete it. Well, then you have actresses who are playing younger.
Yeah.
Wouldn't get roles anymore because, like, oh, you're actually like 50.
Of course, and Hollywood's super biased with women that
refuse, and then they went to court and they lost, and they had to take it off, and then they refused to take it off still. Right. So, like, well, it's real information, so everybody should know. It's like, no,
yeah, no. Either way, so hey man, if it's gonna make him happy, best of luck. I think it's kind of a waste of the court's time, but you know, hey, who am I to say? Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude. There you go. Awesome. Wait, you got another headline?
11-year-old boy takes out car on joyride after mom takes away PlayStation.
Okay.
Mom, I want to play Grand Theft Auto. Well, you can't play anymore. Sure, I can.
Yeah. Like, fuck, I can't.
11-year-old boy in Cleveland is facing charges after taking police on a high-speed chase on Sunday night. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the beginning of the new Star Trek movie. Where Chris
the new one that from 2009.
Yeah, where the cops are after him and he's got that Corvette that he's driving or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It just kind of reminds me of that. The boy, whose name was not released, stole his mother's 2013 Dodge Durango around 10:45 p.m. on Sunday after they got into an argument that led to her taking away his PlayStation. See, when you let your kids be this entitled for everything, they think that they can do this shit.
Yeah, it's a real
Wait till he comes home, she's gonna say, I am very disappointed in you. Whereas, let's just say that my parental figures would have had their foot so far up my ass, I swear to God, I would have had a knee joint in my colon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know,
the sweat from betwixt their toes would quench your thirst.
Yeah,
absolutely. And even. Still, that's what I always wondered, because growing up, you know, when you got that with your father, they have that dad power, where you just fucking, you wouldn't, it was like, I call it the nuclear deterrent. It's like, you know, he'll probably never fucking hit you, but holy fuck, if he did, like, there's a whole fuck, that's life changing.
Oh, wow. Living a life under threat. Yeah, I didn't live under threat. you screwed up. You found out pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But in your parents' defense, there's
four. Oh, no. Boys. Hey, I don't blame my parents for any of that. There were four of us morons. And I was just thinking about it yesterday or last night. I was just like, I was playing Fortnite and I was on top of one of the roofs of the houses. And I was just like, man, I remember climbing on top of our roof in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the neighbors coming over and telling my parents, your kids were up on it. We had like a 2-story house. It was
amazing. Oh, yeah.
So remember, like, I killed the babysitter or what? No, Adventures and Babysitter.
Sorry,
Adventures and Babysitter is a different thing. Adventures and Babysitting, where they're on the roof. is that the one where, no, I think it's a different one where they throw the china, the plates in the air and they're shooting it with a shotgun.
Okay.
You're done, dude. Well, they're sitting on the roof. That's kind of how my youth was. It's just like,
oh yeah, I've met your brothers, and yeah, I don't envy your parents' task at all. And if they had to have a heavy hand, it was needed.
Oh, it was needed. We were such fucking idiots.
Yes.
Well, so anyways, this kid's driving this Dodge Durango around, mm-hmm. and so the mother went to bed after the argument to be awoken by a phone call from the boy's father.
No,
that he saw their son driving the SUV. You know, like, wow, what was that? You're like,
oh, what? No.
Carol, where the fuck's the boy? He's in bed. No, go look in bed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You look at your driveway.
Yeah. Check the news.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. The boy drove recklessly. He drove up to 70 miles an hour.
Of course.
Until he crashed his SUV into a parked truck, according to the news. He was taken to a local hospital where he was treated with minor injuries. Mm-hmm. It is the second time in 13 months the boy took the family's car out for a joyride. Oh, fuck.
Okay, this kid, like, I'm sorry. I'm not, you mean, like, again, you try to avoid corporal punishment, but fuck, dude, like, you mean.
If I had a kid like this that kept taking my vehicle out, you know, as a kind of a. As a way to kind of, how can you put this? He's just trying to express his frustration.
Yeah.
I'm taking him to the track.
Well, not only that.
There's obviously a penchant to, you know, to race cars.
Well, yeah, but
I punish his ass.
Oh yeah, but, yeah, he'd be fucking.
But instead of PlayStation, I'd be like, you want to race a car? I'll put you in a real race car.
Yeah, we're gonna ground you to the Stone Ages. You're like, fuck. You know, like, no.
You can only go two places: school and the racetrack.
Well, kid, you're an idiot, and I hope you learned your lesson, and I hope your parents handle this properly. Good luck to them. Glad it's not me. All right, you get another headline?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know you're supposed to accept people for who they are.
Of course.
You're not supposed to judge people. And if it's not, like we said, it's the weekend, and you want to suck a dick, or you want to, you know, plow some holes, whatever you want to do. You know, more power.
As long as there's someone else involved, as long as they're of consenting age and they do indeed consent, and okay, not with no fucking funky Cole Medina either.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my problem. You just said my dilemma with this new story.
Okay.
Said as long as they're of age and they consent.
Yes.
Headline: woman who claims to have sex with 20 ghosts now engaged to one.
Did we have something similar? We've done so many of these. There was a woman that was banging a ghost or left. I think it might be the same woman, because last time we left her, she left her boyfriend or husband for a ghost. Now,
so this one, let me read this. A spirited fling with an Australian ghost has ended up in true love for an English woman. The fact that the ghost just proposed, she wanted the living world to know. Amethyst Realm 30 of Bristol says she had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager.
Yeah, she did.
You know, it's because it's because all the ghosts are like high-fiving each other. Dude, you got to go see this chick, man. Yeah. Give her a quick haunt there. Give her a sexy ooh.
She is DT.
She's ready. She's ready to go, man. And all the ghosts are like, whatever, dude, whatever. but wasn't looking for a new relationship when she went to Australia on a business trip. However, she says that a change with a change on a nature hike when she came into contact with an apparition, and it felt like sparks, like she's never known.
Yeah,
that's because she made love to a an actual power outlet.
Probably, yeah.
lady, that is a electrical pole.
Yeah,
can you come
yeah.
up in there, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah.
Sparks, mean, sparks, sparks,
sparks. Sparks. Yeah. Why do you have to plug in your vibrator, ma'am? I think something short circuited there.
No, using your plugged-in vibrator in the bathtub, you're gonna get sparks. Okay.
Okay. Okay. This woman, there's obviously something not quite right there. I knew somebody that was like, oh, I saw this ghost and they came up to me and they talked to me and this and that. And I'm like, uh-huh. And they're like, oh, you don't believe me? I'm like, no, I believe you think you saw what you saw, but it didn't happen. Like, sorry. Like, so I'm sure you could get this woman on a polygraph and she would be completely truthful because she honestly believes it. Problem is, we know. No,
she says that there was the plane was on the ghost was on the plane with her.
Right.
And they went to the washroom and now she's a member of the Mile High Club.
Fuck off.
Spectral division. Jeez.
Well, ma'am, if she you're says, happy,
yeah, says, there's no going down on one knee, right? Cause it's a ghost. It's just a loud rumbling voice asking to marry her.
Right. So, yay, if she's not hurting anybody, it's not like she's with somebody. So you're asking her husband, hey, you got to fuck this ghost. He's like, wait, what? Like, just what?
Ghost lovers tend to be more sensual and adept to the more adept than the average bloke, she says.
Oh, bloke. Well, yeah, if you're
always, always more connect, more of a connection because sex goes beyond the physical like any other kind of sex. The main difference is I just can't see them. I think that's more than just the main difference. That's your whole raison d'être over here. Like you, okay, you know, okay. Update on this story. This is our next news story.
Oh, what? You got an update already? Like in
is British it,
like,
resort offers to host woman's wedding to a ghost.
Oh. Same woman.
So they heard the story, right? And they said that, come over here, have your wedding here.
Yeah, why not? It's you mean it's a customer, you know, and then way they can invite friends and family and like, okay, this woman is mentally ill. I know that we have some listeners that do believe in the afterlife or ghosts or anything else, and that's great. Like, we're not going to begrudge you, or you can believe whatever the fuck you want, but. You know, like
maybe, it gets better because the resort,
yeah,
right, is in England's Wookiee Hole Caves.
Okay, so it's like a spooky place,
right? Well, they're definitely caves, and it's right. The caves are like they're called Wookiee Hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
that's
Chewbacca.
A Star Wars thing. That's a yeah. Star Wars pornography thing there. That's a fanfic.
I don't think I want to go in any Wookiee hole.
No, you know, not the erotic.
Get in there, you furry elf. I don't care what you smell.
Yeah, not the erotic fanfic I've read. Yeah, no, you don't want any part of that Wookiee hole.
That's why there's like no Bigfoot like fan, you know, fanfic.
You got a computer, Google. I bet you. We don't not on here. And
then he removed his giantly like.
Unsheathed.
Unsheathed is red beast meat.
I don't know. Beast meat? Beast meat. Sounds sexy. Roman, have you thought of writing erotica? Beast meat. Oh, boy.
She said that she's not the first or only person to experience an out-of-body experience in the caves. They're recognized as a crossover point to the spirit world since the Stone Age.
Right.
And let's see here. The Wookiee Witch, which is named after the stalagmite in the cave that looks like a woman who has turned to stone.
Right.
I don't know, dude. No wedding date has been announced yet. No. However, she may be looking beyond the wedding to the next stage, parenthood. Okay. Okay. We get that update.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where are you going to get in that ectoplasm? You know what I mean?
Spooky spunk.
Again, it's just, you know, it's just the mental health issues. I mean, I think that's the theme of our show today. We've had people think wanting to de-age themselves legally, marrying ghosts, pouring funky comedia in drinks and raping people, including giving it to their dog. Like, you know, it's really, and I think mental health is definitely the theme of our show. and how people suffer. But, and that's okay.
All this crazy stuff we talked about, if you do it on the weekend.
Yes, of course. We've talked. Yeah, I bang the drum all the time. And again, you can roofie somebody as long as they want to be drugged. Like, if you want to get around with your... Okay, that came out wrong. Now, if you want to get down with your girl and you guys want to smoke a little pot, you guys want to, you know, do some drugs or whatever, or take some edibles or whatever you want to do, have a bottle of wine, get all freaky and shit, that's fuck right on. As long as it's... Again... As long as everybody's of age and everybody's consenting, right on. Have at her. Just be careful. Like, everybody's got to get to work Monday. Like, you don't want to fucking, you got to walk after. So, do whatever you got to do. So, but again, mental health. Like, come on, people. That should be another stigma. Make sure the other person is of sound mind.
You don't know, Rob. You don't know if she's crazy or not. She could see ghosts.
She could. Yeah, I don't know. maybe as a younger man, I could look past it. But if I was a single dude now, it's like, oh, I was. My last boyfriend was a ghost. Oh, really? Yeah, no, fucking.
So you got you're gonna cover the cost of the coffees. I'm gonna leave.
I'm fucking out. Yeah, I'm gonna peace out. Yeah, it's been nice.
My last boyfriend was a ghost. He's a great bloke. Oh, so see you later.
He's Australian. Oh, fuck you. Ghost like an animal. Yeah. Australian?
I can't have a computer against Australians, even the dead ones. What the fuck?
Gross. I'm joking, Australia. Holy shit. I could just see the tsunami of DMs coming my way from Australia. Robert Cass of the Roman Podcast started an international incident the other day.
Hey, oh. He's been bad mouthing our ghost too.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we might as well we've crashed the plane. Might as well just get out and try to just end it. I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping.
We jumped out of the planes and we have no shoots, but carry on.
Yes. Don't forget, you want to find the show. We're on Twitter at Roman Podcast and Roman Podcast on Instagram. And you can find myself. I'm at Robert MMCast on Twitter for all our Australian friends that want to just DM me and shit on me. That's fine. I deserve it. Cast1973 on Instagram. If you want to see me and shit on me, that's fine there too. You can get a hold of Roman. He is Roman Citizens on absolutely every platform you want him to be on. That's Twitter. That's Snapchat. That's Instagram. That's Christian Grindr or Tinder, whatever the fuck.
The Spectral Tinder.
You can find him there now too.
That old guy. He's on Speckled Tinder, but.
Yeah. Don't forget, check out RomanPodcast.com. You can see the networks are on the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network. And, of course, we're endorsed by Emotionally 14. Go to Emotionally14.com. Remember, that's the numeric 14, Emotional14.com. And check out all the good shows there and all the other networks there. Check out all the awesome content that everybody has been pumping out, lady. It's been absolutely fantastic. All right, our Tasty Nude campaign. You want to send Roman some tasty nudes? Yeah, you can send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com and Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes because he's a single dude and he can get down with that. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. You can send them care of Rob. Same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. I'll happily peruse, as long as they're tasteful, nudes. Also, one last thing, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a 5-star, I identify as 24 years old, reach around.
All right. So until next week, I'm Rob Guest.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.